This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Myanmar, a.k.a. Burma. Last time I watched it closely was the end of the first term for Mr. Obama, Mrs. Clinton's Secretary of State, and they were in Burma, Myanmar, to celebrate the recent successes of the democracy side against the junta side. These many years later, the junta side is back in control and conducting what looks to be rolling violence around the country against rebels or liberationists or nationalists, something called the Three Brotherhood Alliance. I learned this from a new article at Geopolitical Futures by Victoria Herczeg and her colleague, Andres Araujo. This is a story of Myanmar all these years later, after great hope was raised in more than a dozen years ago. Victoria, it's a sad story, but we need to tell it because Myanmar has been out of the news, and I thank you for this explication. China has a heavy hand in Myanmar. What does China want? How is China handling the rolling civil war? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me. So, yes, China has very important strategic objectives in Myanmar. Myanmar is extremely important for China because the country, because of its ideal geographical position, provides a route from its landlocked southwest to the Bay of Bengal, and that allows it to streamline trade and energy flows as part of China's Belt and Road Initiative. And it also projects power into the Indian Ocean Basin. So the Belt and Road Initiative, even though it's in many places, it's failing, it's still in some parts of the world, it's extremely important for China to maintain its influence. And that is why China is planning and already has some very ambitious infrastructure projects as part of the China-Myanmar economic corridor. But there is there are some issues with those projects, and the main thing is that Myanmar is, as you have said, is not stable. So there is a lot of violence, a lot of fighting between the junta and these rebel groups you mentioned, and the Three Brotherhood Alliance. So China has been trying to maintain not peace. It's been trying to maintain the status quo between these two sides.
The status quo, in other words, the way we would put it here in the East Coast of the United States, they're playing both sides against the center. All right, good. Let's talk about both sides. You start by reporting there have been live fire exercises on the China-Myanmar border. To whose entertainment? Why did they do that?
Yeah, so as I've said, China has been involved for a long time with both sides. And it doesn't trust either of those sides 100%. So that is why it is in the Chinese government's best interest to have relations with both sides, because neither of those ties are 100% sure for China to be able to maintain. And it was never sure which side would win, because the fighting has been going on for years. Until now, until early April, China was only involved in talks mainly with the junta, but also with the various rebel groups fighting against the junta. In those talks, China tried to achieve, ceasefire, brief periods of ceasefire between the two sides. There were several such brief periods of ceasefire, but they never lasted longer than a few weeks. And then fighting, violence, bloodshed resumed. But at this point, China is having serious problems with that fighting continuing despite its best. Well, they weren't its best efforts. I wanted to say China's best efforts, but it was just talks. So China could have done more. So these live fire exercises are being done because the status quo China has managed to maintain is not enough. So China cannot continue the construction of these infrastructure projects because of the violence and because of its volatile relationship with the junta. And also because these rebel groups have been gaining ground and the junta is right now on the losing side. And China has all these deals. Infrastructure deals. China struck these deals with the junta. So if the junta loses power in Myanmar, those projects cannot be finalized. New deals will need to be signed with whatever group wins, and that would be extremely problematic for China. Another issue is that trade has been halted since December or January. I think January is the month when trade with Myanmar stopped because of the violence. And China is losing money due to that. So those are two major issues that are now, the Chinese government is now realizing that it has to do more than just talk to both sides and maintain loose relations with the two sides. And that is why those exercises are happening.
The Three Brotherhood Alliance is the name of the rebels, but I read the geography that Victoria provides, and there is a port, Chok Fu, and that port has access, as you said, to the Bay of Bengal and to the Indian Ocean. China needs that port. You make an extremely important point. It allows them to bypass the South China Sea, which is now an armed camp. So they can't secure the port as long as the fighting continues. But they've played both sides, so the fighting continues. We can see this formula. So at this point, what you'd say is China's, by playing both sides, it looks like they're self-defeating. Can they choose one or the other? Is the Three Brotherhood Alliance seen as so powerful it can't be crushed by China?
Well, before March, the two sides seemed kind of equal. So China didn't want to choose any of those sides because it didn't know which side would win. And China wants to maintain good relations, or at least civil relations, with any potentially winning side. But now it's more likely that that the junta is going to lose, or at least lose some of its influence, and that's why China needs to maintain its good relations with the Three Brotherhood Alliance. But there are problems in those relations because those groups are even those three rebel groups have different objectives, so they are like just loosely allied. The Three Brotherhood Alliance is not a strong alliance. There are separate groups with separate goals. And also the leaders of some of those groups don't even speak Mandarin. So communication is really difficult between China and this alliance. So a close, stable relationship is difficult to maintain. But this alliance is still becoming stronger and stronger. So China needs to pay attention and not get on the bad side of the alliance.
This is a rough neighborhood. Victoria identifies with a map. Myanmar, in rebel hands or in junta hands, is surrounded by Thailand, Laos, China, India, Bangladesh. Rough neighborhood for stability. But it has one thing China wants, and so far doesn't stabilize. The economy is not stable enough to continue the exports. And you've identified a major weakness for China. I'll just read here at the end what is not being shipped. Corn, rice, rubber, black sesame, dried elephant food, foot yam, I love that one. Green gram, ground nuts, cotton, raw plastic, machinery, chemical fertilizers, and medicine. 500 million worth, not moving. Victoria Herczeg and her colleagues writing about Myanmar now unstable, and blocking China's ambitions. This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBSi on the World with John Batchelor.